is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. It's a battle for undecided voters and swing states in the final days of the presidential campaign. Correspondent Natalie Brand begins our coverage.
Vice President Kamala Harris is preparing to make her closing argument to voters from the Ellipse outside the White House. It's expected to be one of her largest rallies, with more than 20,000 people on hand.
This is, historical. I'm just so excited.
Her campaign says the vice president will deliver an optimistic vision, making the case America is ready to, quote, turn the page on the Trump era.
Donald Trump is campaigning in battleground state Pennsylvania, as Libby Cathy reports.
Maybe going to do a little bit of damage control from that Madison Square Garden rally. I'll note that Pennsylvania is home to more than 500,000 Latinos, some 80,000 Puerto Ricans. 80,000 is the margin of votes that Joe Biden won by in 2020. So definitely need that Latino vote in Pennsylvania to win the state.
Trump advisor Steve Bannon was released from prison today. He said he plans to help Trump win re-election.
The desperation of Kamala Harris and in her campaign is obvious. They went from the politics of joy, and we were the first ones to call it, to darkness and night falls on America.
Bannon served nearly 4 months for a contempt of Congress conviction. He says he's been empowered. President Biden traveled to the port of Baltimore to announce a major investment to upgrade ports across the country. Linda Kenyon has that.
The port of Baltimore was reopened in record time after a container ship hit the Key Bridge last spring. But the president said it's not enough just to rebuild. It has to be stronger and better than before. That's why he announced $3 billion in funding to rebuild ports in several states and territories.
From Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and beyond, including, yes, Puerto Rico.
A not-so-subtle reference to derogatory remarks made against Puerto Rico at a Trump rally over the weekend.
Well, I'd take that guy for a swim out there.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A 15-year-old Colorado girl is hospitalized with severe complications of E. coli food poisoning. She'd eaten McDonald's Quarter Pounders 3 times in the weeks before the outbreak was detected. It's since been linked to onions on those burgers. McDonald's was also sued by consumers today in a proposed class action suit. Employers aren't looking for as many new workers these days. Reporter Jason Brooks says that.
There were big declines in openings in several sectors of the labor market, most acutely felt in health care and social assistance and all levels of government, while openings surged higher in finance and insurance.
The Dow finished 150 points lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's a budget with no cuts of city positions, no service cuts, and a reduced property tax rate. Racine Mayor Corey Mason presented the city's 2025 budget proposal to the Common Council last night. The $94 million budget includes funding for updated public safety buildings, a new neighborhood cleanup program, and an accelerated lead pipe removal plan. A veteran firefighter with experience across multiple states has been chosen to lead the South Shore Fire Department. That's the department serving Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant in Racine County. Joseph Hoffman will be taking over from Interim Chief Joe Nitter. Within the battleground state, Racine is a battleground county. For the second time in a week, a vice presidential candidate spoke at Memorial Hall. Senator J.D. Vance took his turn last night and pushed back against criticism of a New York Trump rally Sunday.
I'm not worried that a joke that a comedian who has no affiliation with Donald Trump's campaign told, that a lot of people are going to wake up and say, oh, we're not going to vote for Donald Trump now. We're going to look past the fact that we can't afford groceries because somebody made a joke that we don't like.
Governor Tim Walz was in Racine last week and was in Waukesha yesterday. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Yule, a 58-year-old gibbon who had lived at the zoo since 1986. Zoo officials say they made the decision to euthanize Yule due to health decline. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickell on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
They made more plays than we did, and in those situations, especially as it came down late in the game, those ones are the critical ones. And they're not like plays out of the ordinary. It's plays that come along with execution, and plays that come along with being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. And as you look back at it, that's where, to me, I'd say they did a better job.
NFL, an MRI shows no serious damage for Jordan Love. The Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur.
I just thought it was a pretty gutty performance. He was definitely hurting his ability to move, to really drive the football. You know, I thought it was just a tough, gritty performance.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Celtics 119-108. They've now lost three in a row. They're in Memphis Thursday night for Halloween. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, and mild. Lows only drop to the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, couple of showers in the afternoon, highs to the upper 70s, and windy. Showers and storms for Wednesday night, colder Thursday. Right now it's 80.
Hence, WRJN. I'd like to play you a song that was originally an instrumental piece for a saxophone player. The saxophone player's name was Mike Shapiro. He recorded it as Mike Sharp. Now, there was another guy in the band. His name was J.R. Cobb. He was the lead guitarist. He heard this song and he added lyrics to it, and it became famous for Classics 4. It's Spooky on WRJN.
Say To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
local news, timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football on WRJM. Packers, of course, with a terrific win this past week. Now they got a tough challenge ahead of them.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I love my Green Bay Packers, and so does head coach Matt LaFleur, who says they had some key injuries this past week, and so some other guys are going to have to step up against a very tough Detroit Lions team this week.
It's the mentality of next man up, so we feel confident in that room. We've got a lot of players in that room that have played good ball for us, and they're going to have to go out there and do it against arguably the best team in the NFL.
Packer football all season long on WRJN is brought to you by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. By Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Catch the Packers this Sunday against the Lions with the pregame at 1 and kickoff at 3:25 on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. All right, this date, 1963, October 29th. There is a theater in England called the Gaumont Theater, and they had a concert that night. On the bill that night, the Everly Brothers, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, and the Rolling Stones.
Don't you worry, that was on your mind, woman. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Oh, my.
so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A veteran firefighter with experience across multiple states has been chosen to lead the South Shore Fire Department. That's the department serving Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant in Racine County. Joseph Hoffman will be taking over from Interim Chief Joe Nitter. The new chief says he's excited to be a part of the expanding department and plans to use a lot of data to help with coverage. Racine police are investigating a shooting that left a 24-year-old man critically injured early Sunday. Police say it happened after an altercation on Wolf Street near Main. The victim, who suffered multiple gunshot wounds, was first taken to a local hospital before being flown to Milwaukee for further treatment. A person of interest has been identified. That thing crawling around isn't really a ladybug. It's just playing dress-up. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
What you're seeing creeping inside of our homes is the Asian lady beetle, busy with their annual invasion in October. An invasive species first brought here in the 70s. They have no known predator. While they're mostly harmless, Asian lady beetles do bite. It feels like a pinch, and they can break the skin. They also live for 3 years and leave pheromones behind, marking their favorite place to return. They also have an unsettling defense mechanism called reflex bleeding. When they're threatened, they bleed from their joints and excrete a smelly substance that stains. You've probably been calling them ladybugs your entire life, but technically, that isn't correct.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, and mild. Lows only drop to the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, couple of showers in the afternoon, highs to the upper 70s, and windy. Showers and storms for Wednesday night, colder Thursday. Right now it's 80.
It's too late.
It's the Cornelius brothers and Sister Rose on WRJN. Yes, they were a family, in fact. Carter, Eddie, and Rose Cornelius. They were later joined by their sister, Billie Jo Cornelius, in 1972. There was another member of the band. An original member of the band was a childhood friend of theirs by the name of Cleveland Barrett. He was an original member of the group but was killed in a car crash before the group had any chart success. Here's Johnny Rivers on WRJN.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere I love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a feet called steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain 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 above.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be.
night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So, listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Working my way.
Going back to find
Going back to find
Ooh, ooh.
but he still found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm picturing you playing that song on vinyl. You only have a few more days to win some vinyl with Cindy Huber. It's the last week of the Artist of Record contest that Cindy has. You just want to listen to Cindy weekday mornings between 9 and 10. She'll tell you who that day's Artist of Record is. And when you hear that artist later in the day, you call 634-WRJN, be the fifth caller, and you'll win that album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant. And this Thursday, she's going to give away another record player. She gave one away this past Friday. She's going to do it again this Thursday. It's the Artist of Record competition with Cindy Huber and WRJN.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it.
How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The following is furnished by Excel Media Pros. Are you battling addiction? Call Rehabs America for a free consultation. Drugs and alcohol can destroy your life. Our program offers a complete medical detox plus inpatient drug and alcohol treatment. Your insurance may cover 100% of treatment. Many have already completed our program and are living substance-free lives. Call for your free consultation now. 800-210-5811. That's 800-210-5811. Hope is one phone call away. Call 800-210-5811.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Kripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Stick around for CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow has more timeless hits for you coming up. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down?